Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 22nd, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Well, ladies, are you ready to make it happen in your business this week? I just know your answer is yes, absolutely. When you're in the driver's seat, instead of being the passenger in your business, you're in touch with your weekly goals, you follow up, and you know what it is that you need to do to close the sale and generate the income. But when you're a passenger in your very own business, sometimes it's as though you can wait for someone to tell you what to do. And as you know, you will get nowhere being in the passenger seat when you should be in the driver's seat leading your business in the right direction. So I want to remind you that you are a driver, not the passenger, when it comes to being in your very own business. I want to remind you of our theme for the entire year of 2016. It's taking control. And, of course, it's all about accepting full responsibility for your own success. It's about being a woman about business who is ready to take charge, take action, and take control of her business. So I want to give you the five areas that we will be covering all year long. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I'm so happy that you are here with us on this Monday to get your dose of motivation and inspiration. I was talking about taking control of what you want for this year and how important that is. And so all year long, we're going to be covering pretty much topics that fall in five basic categories. Daily workflow and operations is the first category, which is so very important. The second category is prospecting. The third category is marketing and sales. The fourth category is customer communication. And lastly, number five is strategic planning. All of these categories are extremely important for you to start seeing success in your business. Now, what does success actually mean? Well, it's different for each and every individual, okay? Success is based on your industry. It's based on your personal abilities to make things happen, to take action, to follow up. So you have to define for yourself as often as you need to what success is for you. But I definitely can tell you this. One thing success is not, success is definitely not about pursuing, it's not about not pursuing your goals. It's not about not practicing good time management. Success is always activity that is taking you toward pursuing something that can positively enhance your life and improve the lives of other people. So again, keep that in mind, but you must answer for your very own self specifically what success is all about for you. Now, in keeping with our theme, each month we will be having a sub-theme for the month that correlates and is relevant to our overall theme for the year. And for the month of February, our theme has been Declutter Your Mindset for Success. And that's really all about decluttering all of those thoughts and cloudiness that prevents you from moving forward and taking action on what's most important for you in your life and your business. And so if you haven't already, make sure you visit our website, successfulwomanradio.com, And in the right-hand column is our previous shows that you can click on play and listen to some of the previous shows. So, again, it will help you catch up for the month and give you some really good information and tips on how to declutter your mindset. Today's hot topic under that very subject of decluttering is keep, delegate, or eliminate. It's time to get better structured and get real about handling daily tasks efficiently. So stay tuned for more on this hot topic later on in the show today. We've got a great show lined up for you, a lot of wonderful things going on. We've got five questions to help you take control. Those are the five questions that you can ask yourself anytime that you need to gain better balance in what you're trying to do. Also, I'll be reading an excerpt again from our Book of the Month Club, Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington, and sharing some upcoming events with you at happening at Women About Biz, Running Your Business Solo. We've got our Business Women's Night Out events, and, of course, we've got a big event happening here in Atlanta this Saturday on the 27th. It's the Atlanta Women's Real Estate and Wealth Building Seminar featuring Sonia Booker, who is a well-known a real estate investor who has done phenomenal things here in Atlanta and around the U.S. So, again, you definitely are going to want to be here for this. This is a free seminar. Definitely stay tuned and listen out. I'm going to come back again and announce that information, and you'll be able to go to the Women About Biz website and register. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. It is so much appreciated of all of the individuals that have been sharing Successful Woman Radio. And as we celebrate our 10th year anniversary this year, I want you to understand and know how important it is to me that all of you are really getting what I am saying. I've had so many emails and so many people that send me thank you notes saying that I said something that was able to help them to close a sale, or I said something that, you know, helped them to better understand what their function is as a CEO in their business. So I appreciate all of that, and I appreciate you sharing the show. Please remember to continue to share the show. And, of course, it's never too late, even right now, to click all over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. You can have them to dial in 237-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you who are listening from the comfort of your smart devices, make sure you share the show on your social networks. Just simply let them know Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. And you can either type out the phone number, 347-637-2589, or you can simply type out the link for them to listen directly from their device, which is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, if you want to listen from a smart device or even from your smartphone, you can simply go to your internet browser and type in blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And from there, you can click the play link and it will play me speaking live. And so, again, isn't technology so wonderful that we can actually do that? And, again, I want to remind you that if you miss any of the shows, you can always go to Successful Woman Radio and you can listen to any of our previous broadcasts. I also want to make sure that everyone is taking good notes. I always want to encourage that because as I listen to other broadcast, as I listen to other types of podcast shows all around, happening all around the U.S., one of the things that really helps me out is to take good notes. And I have been able to not only share things with you from taking good notes, but I've also been able to apply a lot of the things that I hear and go back and look at my notes and apply them. So again, and it helps me to grow, not only as a person, but it helps me to grow my business as well. So again, I want to encourage you to create your Successful Woman Radio Journal, just a simple spiral-bound notebook that you can date and keep your notes in. It is about 12:10 after the hour, and we're going to go ahead and move right into taking control in 2016. Here are five take control questions that, again, you can ask yourself any time of the day, any hour. It doesn't really matter. The most important thing is that these questions help you, your answers to these questions can help you to gain some sense of clarity, which is so very, very important. Here's question number one. Am I clear on my business goals this week? If you'll remember at the very beginning of the show, I said it's time for us as businesswomen to be the drivers in our business instead of being the passengers. And this is one of the first things that's important for you as a businesswoman. Each Sunday evening, you should schedule some time aside to really sit down and contemplate, meditate, be observant of what needs to happen in your business to, you know, to accomplish goals for the end of the week. And asking yourself, am I clear on my business goals for this week is very important. And here's another side note about this question. If you say, yes, I'm clear on my business goals for this week, well, I want to encourage you not to just say yes or no. It's not a yes or no question, okay? It's much more than that. If you say yes, then I challenge you to go in your time management planner and to actually physically identify your goals that are supposed to be accomplished this week. If you say yes, then they should be written down. I also challenge you to look in your planner and to look at the hours that you have blocked off to handle tasks that actually support each and every goal that you have set for yourself this week. Now, if that's not done, it means that you're not as clear as you thought you were. And, of course, if you answer no to this question, am I clear on my business goals for this week, then you know what you need to do. You need to establish what the goals are, okay, and you need to understand that all goals must have tasks or to-do items to support them and in order for you to take action to accomplish the goal, okay? Very, very important. Here's question number two in taking control in 2016. Have I identified the tasks necessary to accomplish my goals? Everything has a hierarchy in life. Everything has a system. And in the goal-setting system and taking action on accomplishing your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, your visions, goals are the setting stone. They are the ones that set the foundation for us to start really contemplating achieving whatever the overall vision might be. And then, of course, the task, which is so very important, those to-do items are very important in taking the action and knowing what you should do first. Here's number three. Am I being the leader of my business? Oh, this is a good question right here. And I think out of all the questions, I'm really attracted to this particular question because it is chocked full of possibilities. When you ask yourself this question about leadership, it's not just about are you leading your business, but it's really about are you doing all of the things possible, all of the things necessary for you to be a good leader in the sense of accomplishing your dreams and your goals? Are you getting the results that you need to be getting? Are your customers, your clients, are they getting what they need? And so this is so very, very important. Here's number four. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Again, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? These four things really are the proof of the pudding that you are leading your company. Because if you're not developing a system for generating prospects, generating leads so that you can follow through, then that in and of itself is, you know, basically saying this is what you need to work on. There are opportunities all of the time that cross each of our paths But if we are not looking for those opportunities, if we keep our heads stuck in the labor mode, then guess what's going to happen? Those opportunities are just going to pass us by. What about calls? Because I am a firm believer that you should be making 3 to 5 calls to individuals that either you have met at networking events, individuals that have connected with you and somehow you haven't returned their call, or with individuals that you don't know. Making 3 to 5 calls on a daily basis, okay, can generate anywhere between 700 to over 1,200 additional new contacts for you. Now, you can imagine if you do that for a period of years, you can imagine how many people are in your database. Then it's your responsibility to keep that database clean, to keep it fresh and updated, and make sure that all of the emails and contact information is valid, right? And then, of course, lastly, with following through on your emails, we all should be communicating to our existing customers, okay? And a lot of people think that, you know, sending out e-newsletters and that type of thing is dead because of social media, and you've got Twitter, you've got all the podcasts, you've got Periscope, you've got all of these new tools. But I just want to let you know that all of the communication tools are still very important. And I just recently read a report that states that emails still get more responses if you're doing them right. And lastly, number 5, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Amen, amen, amen. This question right here really brings it home. Because if you're doing the things that you need to be doing, if you're generating the leads, if you're improving on closing the sales, if you're following up on opportunities, calls, and emails, then you should be seeing some numbers increase, right? So you have to allow the numbers to tell you the truth. Why, you might ask? Because the numbers will never, ever lie to you. Okay, and so you have to make sure that you are doing a cash flow, which is very, very important. You have to make sure that you are not only doing a cash flow, but doing a real-time cash flow and a projected cash flow, which is so very, very important. So again, I want to encourage you, if you have not already, I want to encourage you to go ahead and start learning how to develop a cash flow. I want to also encourage you that if there are any of the things that we've talked about in 5 paid control questions that you need to brainstorm about, you need to ask questions, you need to get better clarification on, I want to challenge you to go ahead and schedule a power talk with me. Now, what's a power talk? It's a 30 to 45 minute coaching session where you are able to discuss your goals, where you're able to brainstorm and talk about business ideas that you have, where you're able to discuss your challenges. So feel free to schedule a power talk. And to do that, you simply go to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and you click on coaching in the top red menu bar. And from coaching, when you get on that channel, then look over in the right-hand column and simply click on Schedule Power Talk. And it will give you the instructions for you to schedule a power talk. And that way, I can give you assistance in gaining more clarity on these take control questions and send you on your way with powerful tools that will help you to better plan and better execute. 12:18 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to give a shout out to a few people who are close and dear to me and who are really vital parts of Women About Biz and helping to bring education to women, to helping keeping the networking events running and going smoothly. I first want to give a shout out to Teresa Wright Johnson, who is CEO and president of Mommy Care. And definitely you'll want to check out MommyCareInc.com. She is an awesome person who is an expert in all things moms, keeping yourself balanced, how to make money out of the box. Teresa is also our Women About Biz Mommy Balance Coach, and she also leads the Busy Woman Networking event, which happens, I believe, on the third Tuesday of every month. And if you haven't tried our virtual networking, you really, really should. It's a great opportunity for women who haven't had the time to get out there and do some live networking, but you still want to meet some people, but your schedule is not necessarily coinciding. Well, what we've done is we've scheduled Busy Woman's virtual networking. We've scheduled it late enough for you to be able to get home, feed the kids, or do what you've got to do, and then jump on the line at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. You get the opportunity to introduce yourself. You get the opportunity to connect and meet other business women, and there's a wonderful education portion as well. So you're walking away with a lot. And here's what I really like about the Busy Woman's virtual networking is that at the end of the networking event, usually within about 24 to 48 hours, you're going to receive a full list, roster of all of the women who participated so that you can then make your follow-up calls and connect with them and develop those relationships. And that's what it's about in the art of networking, is developing those relationships. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and try the Busy Woman's virtual networking. And a little bit later on in the show today, I'm going to be giving away some passes for our Busy Woman's virtual networking coming up in March. So, again, I want you to stay tuned, because I'll be letting you know how you can actually take advantage of that. I also want to give a shout-out to Rhonda Frost. Rhonda is the National Director for Business Women's Night Out. She's also a local host here in Atlanta for the Business Women's Night Out Lithonia. And I am so proud of Rhonda, because she's done something. She's stepped out of the box, and she has moved forward with her dream of creating the organization Flames to Success. And in that organization, she's going to be helping women in various areas of their life, goal setting. She's going to be helping women to figure out how they can start a business. And so I just want to give a big shout out and bravo to Rhonda Frost for stepping up and stepping out and being very supportive in the community. So very, very important. I also want to give a big shout out to Donna Satchel. Donna is our purpose and passion coach, as well as our communications expert at womenaboutbiz.com. And Donna is also a very noted and national speaker, and she has just so much wisdom on how you can pursue your dreams and your goals. Just so many women are coming on board at Women About Biz and assisting us in reaching out to women and doing and pursuing their dreams and doing incredible things. And that's what I love about us as women, is that when we develop those relationships, when we start helping each other, incredible things start happening. And so, again, I give a shout out to those ladies and a big thank you and hug for all the things that you do in helping Women About Biz to service women throughout the United States and abroad. It is 12:23 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead right now and just share with you a couple of events that are happening all around at Women About Biz. Not only are we doing some live events locally here in the Metro Atlanta area, but we're also doing some awesome teleclasses. And one teleclass in particular that is a very special topic to me is Running Your Business Solo. It is going to be held on 4th at 12 noon Eastern. You know, many business women realize that multitasking and running their small business by themselves is a challenge. And it's nothing new. It's something that women are very used to, all of this multitasking, right? However, the challenge of today's businesswoman are many. And managing your business, especially when you don't have the funds to hire help, can become a huge obstacle. So this teleclass is all about helping you to be a better leader as you are running your business as a solo entrepreneur. You're going to learn the importance of a daily operations plan, why strategic planning is so very, very important, ahead of time planning, learning how to be proactive and how that can actually help you to generate that six-figure income faster, setting milestones, which are so very, very important, and how to evaluate a cash flow, some of the things that you need to be doing to stay in touch with being the leader in your business and running your business. Now, this is a part of our Lunch and Learn program, and so this teleclass is actually free. And again, it's on Wednesday, February 24th from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m., and I just want to encourage all of you not only to register for this, but to spread the words. I am going to be really giving you a lot of updated information for this particular teleclass. I'm going to be really doing a no-bar-tailed informational session that you're going to be able to walk away with and literally put these things into action in your business. So I want to encourage you to go to womenaboutbiz.com. And once you get there, just look over in the right-hand column, and you'll see all of the upcoming events just to let running your business solo, and scroll down to the bottom and click register. And you can get yourself registered for this particular event. I also want to remind you that here in the Metro Atlanta area, we have several Business Women Night Out events going on, and we have on tomorrow, February 23rd, the Business Women's Night Out Airport College Park happening right here in the Atlanta area. And I'm also going to be giving away a couple of passes to as well. So get ready, because I'm going to be letting you know what you need to do to win these prizes on the Women About Biz Successful Woman Radio Show today. Again, I'm going to be giving away some passes for Busy Woman Virtual Networking, and I'm going to give away a couple of passes for the Business Women's Night Out. If you're in Atlanta, you'll want to attend this particular event tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. So I'm very, very excited about all of the events that we have here at Women About Biz. Also, we've got on the 27th, this Saturday, and we're almost completely full. We can only take 60 seats for this particular event, for the room that we have, and we're almost out. This is in reference to the Atlanta Women's Real Estate and Wealth Seminar, happening this Saturday, February the 27th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're going to have awesome networking. We're going to be doing some rounds of speed networking. We're going to give you that opportunity to connect with a lot of other business women. So if you're coming, make sure you bring your brochures and or your business cards. Be prepared with your 30-second intro so that you can connect with others. And then for the rest of the day, from 10 a.m. to 12, it's all about understanding how real estate investing can change your life and what you need to do to get involved with that. Of course, our featured speaker is Sonia Booker, and Sonia is a renowned real estate investing guru. She has amassed millions for herself, has developed several big projects here in the Metro Atlanta area, and I would say that she is one of the foremost experts in real estate investing and in being able to simply explain it and share with other women how she did it. And so you don't want to miss this. And again, to register for this, just go to womenaboutbiz.com. Once you're on that main homepage, just look over into your right-hand column for upcoming events. Click on Atlanta Women's Real Estate and Wealth Seminar and register. Again, I'm not exactly sure how many seats we have available left, but I want you to go ahead and get yourself registered and spread the news to others that may be interested in coming out and networking and learning something about real estate investing as it pertains to how women can assert themselves in this industry. It is now 12:29 after the hour. You are listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and business success coach, Trina Newby. Well, we've come to that part of the show where I'm going to do a quick book excerpt for you and read for you information from the book Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington. You know, this book is so chock full of incredible wisdom. and you can read the book literally sitting down in a couple of hours, maybe. But the thing that I've learned about books that are short books that, you know, give a lot of wisdom nuggets is that they are books that you need to go back to often. Because just because it's a short book and you read it quickly, it doesn't always mean that you get everything that the book is absolutely talking about, okay? And so in the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average, it is all about how to adopt an attitude that will bring you success, how to manage your time by moving against the crowd, how to be above average, which is so very, very important. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to read for you from, you know, the goal, the book chapter, Guard Your Goals, okay? Guard Your Goals. The author says, as a visitor to my home, my wife will welcome you into our living room, offer you something refreshing to drink, and we will all sit down and have a nice conversation. As a friend, you will probably be invited for dinner and even later share a cup of coffee. But as a close friend who really knows me well, you will be invited to my office. Once there, you will not be able to miss my personal dream board. I keep visible representations of my goals in life in front of me every day. I have timelines, calendars, even photographs that reflect my goals in life. With this in mind, my dream board constantly reminds me of what I am working toward, and my family can't help but see the vision. In addition to reading daily, adopting and maintaining a positive attitude, enlisting help from a mentor, and withstanding opposition, I keep the spirit of average from sneaking back in my life by looking at my goals. This, in turn, reminds me. And again, he says, this in turn reminds me of the importance of guarding them. Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, mentor to none other than the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., said, it must be born in the mind of a man that the tragedy of life does not lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach. The author says, I have already told you how important it is to dream dreams. This means awakening your mind through reading and other activities that stimulate you instead of lulling you to sleep. Now I want to talk to you about taking steps to make those dreams a reality. As long as your dreams stay theoretical, you will be an average person with extraordinary dreams. To break the spirit of average, however, you have to start to put your dreams on a timeline. Goals are dreams with a deadline. Now, before we even get to how to guard and reach your goals, let me first talk to you about setting your goals. Dr. Mays is absolutely right. A lot of people that I deal with don't even have goals. After meeting with a number of them for hours and hours, I have learned some of the reasons why they don't set goals. And he goes on to share with you four of those reasons. And today I'm going to read to you the first two of those reasons, and then next Monday I will be reading to you the last two of the reasons people do not set goals. So here goes the first one. He says they do not understand the importance. A lot of people simply don't realize how important it is to set goals. Have you ever asked a young person what he or she hopes to accomplish in the next 5 years and receive a blank look at the response? They don't understand that life will slip away in a flash, and all their dreams will still be swimming around in their head. They have a vague idea of what they want their future to be like, but they have never articulated it. They don't realize that if they don't take control of their destiny, the hectic nature of life will take control of them. You see, setting a goal is just as important as having a destination in mind when you get into your car. Does having a destination guarantee that there will not be some bumps along the road? Of course not. You may have to stop and get out the map or ask for directions, but if you have no idea of where you are traveling to, you will use up all your gas getting nowhere. You will need to move beyond fantasizing about a life you will never have and put your desires into concrete terms. Only then, and I repeat, only then can you make actual progress towards breaking the pattern of mediocrity and the spirit of average. The next in the four reasons why people don't set goals, number two is they don't know how. Some people I meet, he says, are very intimidated by the idea of setting goals. They're not sure how to articulate their dreams into concrete words. I know a lot of talented people who are eager to learn, but they have no idea how to put their dreams on a timeline. They have images in their heads, but they struggle to translate those images into sentences. You can start by building your dream board, as I have, out of pictures which represent your goals. Choose images that will inspire you and that will help you to identify keywords or phrases that form the substance of your goals. I also want to remind you that the more you read, the easier it will be to articulate your goals. In other words, the more you consume things that are written clearly, the easier it will be for you to produce clear sentences on your own. So as you read daily, jot down the phrases or sentences or capture your attention. Take notes on your thoughts or keep a journal, and before you know it, you are setting goals. Again, this excerpt was from Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington, our book of the month that we are reading. We've actually been reading this for the month of January and the month of February. And so, again, I want to encourage you to pick up your very own copy. Go to Amazon.com and just put in the title, Breaking the Spirit of Average, or the author, Joseph B. Washington. And I want to continue to thank all of you who are sending me emails, who are saying that you've purchased your copy of the book or that you are listening intently to the excerpts that I am reading to you regarding all of the books from the book club. So again, I want to encourage you to continue to read. Remember, reading one book per month will add more than 120 years of wisdom from others in your life over the period of a year. So you can imagine what happens when someone reads two, three, or four books a month, right? Oh, they are exploding full of success energy. And so, again, I want to encourage you to head towards that path as well. It's 12:37 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and business success coach, Trina Newby. Well, I want to go ahead and give out some passes for our Busy Woman Virtual Networking. I'm going to give out two passes today. So if you are listening and are able to press star one on your telephone, please do so at this time, and you will get a free pass to our Busy Woman Virtual Networking event happening in March. Again, just press star one on your phone. The first listener has the last four of the phone number, 9456. You are live on the air. Give me your name and the area you're calling from. You are live on the air. Hi.
Hey, this is Tamika. Tamika Smith.
Hey, Tamika, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
I'm doing good. Okay, so Tamika, I have got you down as winner of the Busy Woman Virtual Networking Pass, okay, and you'll be getting that through your email. I believe we have it on file. And Tamika, did you hear me mention your Businesswoman's Night Out for tomorrow?
Yes, I did, and I thank you for doing that.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You too, thanks.
Okay, that was Tamika Smith. She just won Busy Woman's Virtual Networking Pass. And next I have a caller on last four of your phone number. It's 9491. You are live on the air. Give us your name and the area you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, I'm Coletta Keeley.
Hi, Coletta. How are you?
Finding you.
I'm doing good. You have just won a pass to our Busy Woman's Virtual Networking. You're really going to love it. And this, of course, is for the month of March. So you'll be getting that. And I will be sending you, I think I have your email, so we'll be sending it to you shortly, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And I see that there was one other person that raised their hand, so I am going to go out and go ahead and extend an additional pass. The last four of your phone number are, let me see, it's 4573, 4573. If that's your number, you are live on the air. Please give us your name and the area you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Deborah Pounds, and I'm in Union City, Georgia.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing so good. Are you new to Successful Woman Radio?
I've been listening off and on.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you being a listener of the show, and you have just won a pass to our Busy Woman's virtual networking event happening in March, so I'll make sure that I get that pass to you, okay? I have your phone number, so someone will be calling you to get your email address, okay? You are welcome. Okay, and there we have it. We have three winners for the Busy Woman's Virtual Networking who will be receiving passes. We have Tamika Smith, we have Galetta Cheeley, and we also have Deborah Pounds. Congratulations, ladies, and thank you so much for listening. And just a little bit, if you have not won anything yet, I am going to be offering two free passes to the business Women's virtual, no, I'm sorry, let me repeat that. I'm getting myself confused. I'm going to be offering two passes to the Business Women's Night Out event, which is happening here in Atlanta tomorrow evening and in the College Park Airport area. So if you would like passes for that, I have two passes that I'm going to be sponsoring and giving away. So again, get ready. If you haven't won anything yet, get ready. I'm going to be offering two of those passes in just a little bit. But first, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and talk about, you know, our topic for today, which is keep, delegate, or eliminate. Keep, delegate, or eliminate. You know, we are actually in this 21st century. You would think that things would be a whole lot easier, but they've actually become a lot more complex. And so because of that, it's difficult sometimes to handle all of the tasks and all of the daily activities that are required of us in our business industries, okay? Keeping up with things like your emails, your messages, your past clients, new clients, referral partners, you know, trying to figure out how you're going to close the sale, how you're going to generate new leads, all of those different things are mind-boggling. But at the same time, if we are planning on or if we are the leader in our company, we have no choice but to get structured, to streamline in order to start making things happen. And that's where understanding what keep, delegate, or eliminate. The thing that you need to understand is that on a daily basis, one of the things that helps you to get through your workflow and helps you to accomplish a lot of your daily goals or your daily tasks is making sure that you're very, very clear on who is going to do the task and what are all of the items that make up taking action in the task. And a lot of the times, I think we don't drill down enough on what it is that we need to do. You know, for example, you could say, I need to get a website done. Well, just putting that I need a website done in a time slot is not going to get it done because it has to be processed. It has to be broken down and drilled down into tasks and to-do items. And even those to-do items cannot be so complex to where they can't be accomplished. And I think oftentimes as women, we set ourselves up. We sabotage the very thing that we are trying to accomplish because we have not processed it efficiently. So I want to talk a little bit about how important it is that when you set goals that support your vision, how important it is that you process those goals properly. You just can't say this is a goal and then, you know, by osmosis, hope that the goal will be accomplished all on its own. You have got to take some action steps, which are very, very important, okay? So with that said, I want to go ahead and I want to give you some tips on understanding when you should keep something, when you should delegate it, or if you should just eliminate it altogether, okay? So let's get in keeping, delegating, or eliminating that you need to understand is you do have to be very clear on the goals and what your goals are supporting, okay? And I think that you can't just at the beginning of every week, just out of the clear blue sky, decide that you're going to set goals every week without knowing how those goals are overall impacting your business for the year. So let's just make sure that as a businesswoman, you understand the process of goal setting and actually what needs to happen, okay? First of all, when you are strategizing for your business every year, it's important for you to really just make a list of what it is that you want to experience in your business, right? And whatever it is that you want to experience, that becomes kind of like your vision. That's the master vision. And you can have more than one vision, more than one vision of what you want to experience. But once you figure out, hey, this is 2016, here we are towards the end of February, if I haven't planned my strategy, I've got 10 months left of strategizing of what it is that I want to experience for my business. So you begin to just list those experiences down. If your experience, if what you want to experience is I want to be, I want to get featured on 3 radio shows and then 5 magazines, okay, that's wonderful. You can see yourself on the cover or see yourself in the article. You can see these things. Well, here's what you need to do, okay? The first thing that you need to do is you need to set goals to what you want. And once you set goals, then you need to make a decision on how is that goal going to get accomplished. If I want to be on 3 radio shows and, you know, or and if I want to be in 5 magazines or what have you, how am I going to make that happen? So I need to set goals to that. What are the goals that will help me to accomplish this experience? So you will list those goals, and once you list those goals, then for each of the goals that is going to be required to accomplish that vision, you then need to start setting to-do items up, okay? And that's very important. Now, when you set to-do items up, you have to remember that all of the to-do items are supporting each of the goals. So you don't want to have all of the goals and then just make a list of to-do items that support them without structuring. So for goal number one, what are the to-do items that support that goal? For goal number two, what are the to-do items that support that particular goal and so on, okay? Now, here's where most women seem to have a challenge, and this is why it's so very, very important. Most women tend to have a challenge at the point of the to-do item. Most of the times it's because they either don't have the knowledge to complete the to-do item or they don't know who to turn to get the to-do item accomplished. So a rule of thumb, ladies, is that you are never supposed to actually put a to-do item in your time management planner or in a slot without actually knowing whether or not you are keeping it, delegating it, or eliminating it. And so with that said, that is the topic of today's discussion is how do you keep it, delegate it, or eliminate it? And what does that actually mean? Well, to keep it, first of all, means that you are looking at the to-do item that is supporting that goal, and you feel that you have the skills and the abilities and the time to actually handle the task on your own. And if that is the case, that's fantastic. But one of the things that you have to make sure of is when you're keeping a task or to-do item, make sure that you've drilled down enough and you've broken it down into small chunks where you can handle it, okay? Once you know what that is, once you know what all of the items are that need to be done for that task, then what you need to do is figure out how much time is going to be required of you to do each of those task item. Now it's ready to be actually be scheduled in your time management planner, and it's actually ready to be taken action upon. And once you finish it, of course, you can cross it off on the list. Now, if you decide, I have the abilities and the skills to do this, but I just don't have the time, or I don't know how to do this, and I need to let somebody else who can better handle it do it, then you're ready to delegate, okay? And what delegating literally means is that you are going to write down the instructions about a particular task, what needs to get done, and then you're going to have a conversation with whomever you're going to delegate it to, and you are going to then set the parameters for that particular task, whether it's doing a website, whether it is doing some press releases or helping you to generate interest in being on someone's show or researching magazines to figure out, you know, how you can be in that magazine. And, again, I'm just using that as an example of someone's goal, uh-huh. which is they want to be on 3 radio shows, be in 5 magazines for the year. So, again, you know, I'm just using that as an example. But what you have to do when you're delegating is you first have to write out the instructions of what needs to happen with that particular task. When do you need it back? You know, you need to schedule a couple of follow-up meetings with whoever you're delegating to. And I've mentioned this on the show before, but oftentimes what happens when people delegate is that they don't delegate at all. They abdicate. They actually give up the task altogether, and they just expect whoever they gave the task to just know what they should do all the way through and expect that person to own it and follow through, and they shouldn't have to follow up at all. Well, that's called advocating. That means that you don't want to have any role in it. And that's kind of odd if you're a leader, because when you're running your business, when you are the designer of your business, you are responsible, right? You are responsible for making sure that you stay in touch with all activities going on in your business, whether they are being delegated or kept inside of the business itself. So many people are advocating, and then they don't understand that they are advocating their tasks to other people, but they are. And as a result, you can't blame the other person if they never contact you and tell you how the task is coming along. You can't blame them if you've paid your money or a percentage of your money to them and it's been months and you haven't heard back from them. So you need to understand that when you are a leader of your business, ladies, it means that you never advocate anything to anyone. You always stay in control of what you are trying to accomplish, okay? And you never give away any task. You only delegate it. And to delegate means that you've set up a structured system for how you turn over tasks, for how you follow up with that individual. You set the deadline, not them. You do. You set the deadline for when that task needs to be completed, and then you lay out the parameters of how that person is going to accomplish that task, and you allow them to tell you how they would go about doing it, okay? Then and only then can you feel confident with delegating it to them, because you've already set up a structured system. Now, that doesn't mean that you are home free, because then you must go in your time management planner and set up follow-up times to follow up with that individual, right? Absolutely. Now, it's important to keep in mind that the key word in delegating is systemize. You have to make sure that you have actually set up a system, right, in which you are able to delegate to others. And I must admit, in being transparent, I fall short on this sometimes, and I have to will myself back in and make sure that I am delegating and not abdicating, okay? Now, the third one of the list in, you know, do you keep, delegate, or eliminate? Well, here's the thing. We all mean well when we, you know, when we write out a long to-do list and our dreams and goals and a lot of things that we want to do. Or there may be goals that we're trying to accomplish, but we've never taken any action on the goals. And I'm a firm believer that when things are very important to us, when there's something that we really want to accomplish, when we have that dose of unshakable faith where it's causing and compelling us to take that swift and immediate action, I believe that we will take action on goals. But when we allow goals to linger for, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, we have to make a decision whether or not it's really all that important for us to really take action on. And that's when we have to make a decision of whether or not we just want to go ahead and relieve ourselves and eliminate the goal altogether, because it, perhaps it's not a goal that is going to either enhance your life, or perhaps it's not a goal that's in priority. Now, another thing I want to remind you as well is that don't put to-do items on your list that are not ready to be taken action upon. If you have a list of tasks and things that are pertaining to goals that you're not ready to put into action, then really what you should do is have a task for later list, kind of like a running tally or a running list of things that are important to you, but, you know, they're not things that need to be put into immediate action just yet. And so that list is not in priority. But if you have a priority list of items that things need to get done, you've got to seriously sit yourself down and ask yourself the question, why are they not getting done? Most of the time with business women, the goals and the tasks are important enough, but you are trying to be the lone ranger and trying to hold everything in and do everything all by yourself. And ladies, again, this is what you need to understand. You can't be successful all by yourself. You are going to need a power team and the help of others to help you to get where you personally need to be. So with that said, if this is the case for you, you need to understand how to properly delegate and set up a delegation system. Now, I have some people who say, well, Trina, I don't have the money to pay a virtual assistant, or I don't have the money to hire anyone. I'm just going to say this. In the very beginning, when you start your business, it requires money to run the business. And I don't believe in that I don't have any money to do certain things. We find money as women. We find money to buy shoes, purses, coats. We find money to do anything that we want to do and something that excites us enough. So I think you've got to go within yourself and ask yourself, am I passionate enough about my business? Am I excited enough about my business to invest my money into it to find someone that can help me take care of it? I've had clients who for 2 and 3 years have not accomplished a particular task, and they keep moving it in their planner month after month, year after year, to the point to where it's driving them nuts. And when I talk to them, by the time they get to me, they are at their wit's end. They're not understanding. They are thinking that something is wrong with them. Well, perhaps it is, but the only thing that's wrong with them is thinking that they are supposed to be getting successful all by themselves. Ladies, listen to me clearly. Understand me when I say the key to being successful is not you doing everything by yourself. It's knowing how to be a leader and how to rally around other leaders who will help you to take you to yourself to the next level. Okay? And so that is going to require you sometimes to contract a virtual assistant or a web designer or a graphic designer or a coach or someone that can assist you in moving your goals quicker, okay? So if you feel that you don't have the money to invest, then you've got to go back and say, well, should I just even put this business on hold? Because you can't keep going on from month to month, from year to year, and not accomplishing your dreams and your goals. So there you have it, ladies. Are you going to keep it, delegate it, or eliminate it altogether? It's your call. You're the one that has to make it happen, okay? I want to go ahead right now. I've got 2 passes to the Atlanta Business Women's Night Out happening in the College Park Airport area. It's at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. I will be there. I'm excited to meet you. All you need to do is press *1 on your phone keypad. Again, press *1 on your phone keypad, and you can be the lucky winner of a pass for our Business Women's Night Out. Okay, I'm waiting. Okay, let's see here. I don't see anyone pressing *1 as of yet. Deborah, I'm going to put you back on just to make sure, because I have you, your hand raised. Deborah, are you there?
I'm still
You're
here.
You're live on the air. Would you like a pass to our Business Women's Night Out tomorrow in Airport College Park?
I wish I could, but if I could pass it to somebody else, I'll take it.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I will let you know how you can. And I had your hand still raised on here, so I wasn't sure if you were raising your hand for that or not.
Oh, I
okay.
wasn't.
Okay,
I wasn't,
okay.
But like I said, I can share it.
You can take it and pass it on. Okay, wonderful,
okay,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have anyone else that would like a pass to the Business Women's Night Out, Airport College Park? Okay, I just got a text here from a Cheryl who says that she would like a pass. And so I am going to, I've got her text. I'm going to send it to her. She was not able to stay on the show. She had to move back onto her workplace. So I will send her a pass. So those two passes are already taken up. So ladies, I want you to make sure that you mark your calendar. Again, for our Successful Woman radio show that is happening next Monday on the 29th February. And I want to thank you all for listening to the show today. Make sure that you stay in touch with the goals that are supposed to, you're supposed to accomplish. And I want to challenge you to call 3 to 5 people that are prospects or that you don't know and introduce yourself to them and let them know about who you are and what you do. Okay, that's it for today's show. Have an abundant week this week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.